you beautiful people, and welcome back to Whimsical Radishes, the podcast of whimsicalness, fun, exciting tales of yonder. I've decided that I was going to post more frequently now that my podcast is on Spotify, so I'm very happy about that. And I've also decided that my podcast won't only be like cool things and funny things, but also some stories. I'm still trying to figure out what stories I'm going to tell. So today's episode, which will hopefully be a full episode, is going to be about crazy things to think about. Things that when you think about them for too long, your head starts throbbing and you think it might explode. So our first thing is roads. Like, you're in your car and you could be driving anywhere, but they made this road for some weird reason and not any other road. They made that road, and it's like your car is parked on a location on the continent, and if you can't get there by car, then it's not convenient, and it's just roads. I don't... Like, why are roads a thing? Why do we need cars? I don't know. I mean, to get places, but... Another really crazy thing to think about is that your brain is controlling your whole body all the time. Possibly. I mean, and then when you think more into that, maybe it's not. Maybe you're just a brain flying around in a lab. Or maybe you're being controlled by someone who, maybe you're just a video game character. You have no idea what you are. Okay. Another thing that I found insane is that a normal baby weighs about 8 pounds when they're born. And then around like a year later, it's 20 pounds. Babies have basically eaten milk. So babies took milk and they basically turned it into 12 pounds of flesh, bone, and brain. Babies are made of milk. Which is insane. I don't know. Just 12 pounds of... Okay, this one is something that I've been thinking about for a super duper smooper pooper long time. How words are spelled slash look. Like, if you look at any words, like, if you look at any word long enough, like, let's say you're looking at the word long, you begin to think and question, why is it spelled like that? Why does it look like that? How are these letters and shapes even formed? Why wasn't a different letter chosen? Or, like, how is that pronounced the way it is? Like, who one day came up with the A and said that was A and A and, like, how? What? How did that happen? Another really strange thing to think about is eating. You grind up so many different things, like, in your mouth, you're just grinding. You swallow them. I mean, you suck some energy out of them and then poop it out. And then we eat socially. And then, like, you're eating as a family just to go poop. Hello? It's basically, you eat to poop. You eat to poop. Which is so strange. And you eat as a family, so you're just all about celebrating the ritual that you're about to poop. Which is so strange to me. Even though I eat with my family every day. Okay. Being pregnant. It's like, yeah, there's a tiny person inside me. He eats when I eat and moves around there sometimes. Like, that is crazy to me. That, like, I could have a child, like, you could have a child growing inside of you. And, like, another person. Okay. The next thing is one of the craziest things to think about. Thinking about nothing. What would nothing even look like? What would nothing even feel like? It would feel like nothing, but what is nothing? What is nothing? What does it look like? Like, what is... If nothing ever existed, what would the world be like? Because we wouldn't know, because nothing wouldn't be black, because black is something. Like, it wouldn't be pitch black, because pitch black is something. Something, like, everything is something, so what would nothing be? Because you can't feel like nothing. Because you always have to feel like something, even when it's like just like a jar full of Nutella. Like, that's something. I really want Nutella right now, but like, I really need help with figuring this whole nothing concept, because my head is like, what? Okay, the next thing is kissing. Why is touching your lips a sign of affection? Like, who made that up? Just please, why? Why? Okay, another thing, being alive. Spend 5 minutes studying, like, all these things, like anatomy, genetics, evolution, and you can see that it becomes clearer that just a few things could be different. And you have, like, and if you had, like, cancer or a sickle cell, life would be horrible. It's incredibly amazing how healthy that many of us are when we're just living and being alive. But we're all, most, like, many of us are healthy, and like, how is that happening? Because the world is completely covered in bacteria, which brings us to our next one, that everything in your skin is just always covered and crawling with bacteria, which we learned in our last episode you can make cheese out of. But that just, like, how many, so many of us are healthy is basically what I'm trying to see, and we're crawling with bacteria is just crazy. And another thing is how people, like, invented the language. Like, how did people invent language? Like, who came up with that? I just think there are so many crazy things to think about. Like, how everything, like, everything is so strange to think about. Like, I'm looking at the word boy right now. I'm like, why is it boy? Like, ugh. I'm going to go lay down. I need a rest after that. I hope you all learned something new, thought about something. Goodbye.